This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The month of Ramadan is coming to a close this week, and for many Muslims, this will be their second time completing the fast during the pandemic. Many of the traditions around Ramadan had to be modified this year. Physical distancing made it impossible for many to gather with family and friends to break fast at the end of each day. People were also spread apart at mosques for community prayers, with far fewer people allowed to take part in person. While Ramadan is a community-oriented month for Muslims, some aspects remain unchanged, including the idea of zakat. Today and tomorrow, as Muslims are celebrating Eid, the end of Ramadan, they'll be taking part in making a special donation called Zakat al-Fitr. To talk more about Eid and zakat and how charity plays a role in Islam, I'm joined by Sheikh Rizwan Ali from the Islamic Center at Naperville. Sheikh Ali, welcome to The 21st. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Honored to be here.
Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, the number to call is 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. Sheikh Ali, for listeners who might be unfamiliar, can you briefly describe Ramadan and what the month means to Muslims?
Yeah, Ramadan is one month of the year. It's a name of one of the lunar months that we have. And for approximately 29 and 30 days, we fast from a little bit before sunrise till sunset, abstain from eating and drinking and fulfilling our sexual desires during this time. And it's a period to rejuvenate and renew our faith. And the purpose of fasting is God consciousness. So being aware that, you know, we may be alone, but the reason that we don't eat or drink even when we're alone is because we know that God is watching. God knows everything. He sees everything. So to remember and reinforce that. And what that also helps us with is to become more empathetic towards others, that, you know, we feel hunger while we're fasting, and we are blessed that we have the means to be able to break our fast and eat and drink after sunset. But there are other people in the world and other people in our communities that don't have that luxury. So it causes us to be more compassionate and caring towards others as well.
Yeah, and I want to come back to how that compassion ties into the idea of zakat. But first, can you talk about COVID-19 and Ramadan? Was it largely the same as last year when the pandemic was new, or were some of the more regular pre-pandemic traditions able to be brought back in this year?
This year was, in some aspects, it was a little bit easier. In some aspects, it was a little bit more challenging, right? Because last year we were on complete lockdown. So our centers were completely closed and we were strictly online in terms of our, you know, lessons and our classes and our programs. This year, so that was an adjustment that we had to make. This year, it was kind of a hybrid program because the centers were open, but we were working on limited capacity. So we had to try to cater to the people that came on site and participated in services on site. But we also had a crowd of people that were following online because of the limitations and the restricted capacity that we were dealing with.
And obviously, community, as I understand, Islam is a very community-oriented religion. And some mosques have opened up, as you said, for a limited number of people to participate in prayers in person. Was your mosque able to do that? Were you able to get some of that sense of community back this year?
Yes, we had some. It was open at a limited capacity, but there were people that attended. So it was a little bit strange because it wasn't as full as it used to being because of the limited restrictions capacity, but it seemed like we were starting to get back to a sense of normalcy. So it was felt good, but it felt strange at the same time.
So I mentioned this concept earlier of zakat, and that is something that seems to be even more prominent in the pandemic, even as prayers at the mosque and community iftars were maybe a little harder to carry out because of the restrictions. COVID-19 is obviously still affecting people financially, physically. Can you explain what is zakat and what it means to Muslims?
Yeah, zakat comes from the term of purification, right? So we believe that we purify the wealth that God blessed us with by spending on those that need it and those that are deserving of it. So zakat, just a general concept of zakat, is that whatever savings that we have after 1 year, we give 2.5% of that savings to the poor, the needy, the people in debt, things of that sort, right? So that's a general concept of zakat. And the people, like, you know, they felt there's a lot more empathy that took place. And usually people give it in Ramadan because it's more rewarding, and it needs to be given based on the lunar calendar. And most of the people know the dates of the lunar calendar based on the month of Ramadan. So they give it in Ramadan. So this is something that it still goes on. It still goes on. Are going through their own different challenges, but people also felt that it's even more important for them to give more during this time. And one of the blessings of that is that people knew that there was restricted, like limited capacity, and they couldn't attend services and the iftars as they would have liked to, but they were found alternative ways to still help others. So what we had was, even though the mosques were closed and we couldn't gather in a communal setting for the iftar or the post-sunset meal, we had something called iDrive, right? Which people sponsored meals that people could come, the needy and the elderly could come to the mosque in a drive-through fashion and pick up meals and take them home and eat them safely. So this was something that we hadn't done before, but this was something, an innovative way that we still found to help people. Other things is that people, they felt like, you know what, because we can't do iftars, we can't come to the mosque for the prayers because limited capacity, let's try to find other ways that we can gain more reward and good deeds by being more generous. So they started supporting some more programs, and giving more to the mosque as well.
If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the end of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. It's called Eid al-Fitr. We're also talking about the concept of zakah, which is one of the five pillars of Islam. It involves charity and giving to those in need. We're speaking with Sheikh Rizwan Ali from the Islamic Center at Naperville. Sheikh, mosques often raise thousands of dollars in zakat each year, I understand. Where does the money go? How do you decide where to spend, how to use those donations?
So the priority goes to people within the local communities, right? So unfortunately, we have a lot of people in our community, and Naperville specifically is seen as a wealthy community, but there are a lot of people within the Naperville community that are struggling, especially at all times, but especially because of COVID and whatever's been going on the last couple of years. So we prioritize them. So we have a very strict vetting and application process. So we try to make sure that the money goes to those that are deserving. And then it starts off in the Naperville community, and then it starts to expand beyond the Naperville community. We do work with other organizations within the Chicagoland area to make sure that people, it's local collection, local distribution is prioritized when it comes to zakat, because we want to make sure that the Muslim community takes care of the Muslim community that we live in. So that's how it starts, and then it starts to expand from there.
And does zakat have to be in the form of money, or could this be, you mentioned having meals for people, could it be food or clothing, maybe if somebody is financially struggling during this time?
It can be, but it's usually prioritized as money, because we give it to them, and then if they need to spend it on clothing, and they usually know their needs more than others. So usually we do take it in the form of money, but it can be given in other forms as well.
Sure. So I understand that fasting during Ramadan serves multiple purposes, and you talked about some of this earlier, but self-reflection and heightened devotion. Can you talk a little bit more about how the concept of charity, though, ties in with fasting during Ramadan and the idea of empathy with those who have less?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And this is sometimes, when we talk about self-reflection and we talk about heightened devotion, especially the children, it's sometimes they don't really understand those kind of aspects because they're getting used to it, right? But one of the things that really resonates with us from the time that we're young is the importance of empathy and thinking about others. And that really hits home when we're fasting. Because look, when we fast, a lot of times we indulge and overindulge at the time of iftar, time of breaking our fast. But then we realize that, you know what, this is a luxury that God has blessed us with. There are so many people in our communities, in our world, that their fasting is just another day for them. And when they break their fast, if they get something to eat at the end of the day, that's a blessing for them, right? And they're looking for that, and they're asking for that. So we understand that we have responsibilities, obligations to think beyond ourselves and try to help assist those that are looking and those that are in need with anything that we can give. And one of the best ways that we can do it, and it's obligation, and we get rewarded for it. And our mentality and mindset And the promise from our faith is that if we spend anything in charity, it's not going to be lost. Rather, it's going to increase and bless us in what we do have. So when we give something, we're really not giving anything. Rather, we're actually being blessed with an increase in whatever we have.
Paying it forward, putting it another way. What can I ask you? Eid is a big, it's a celebration, it's a feast. Do you have plans for Eid? Any that you're willing to share with us for personally or with your family?
Yeah, so we do have a communal celebration. And so we'll go and pray, safely, socially distanced. And then, yeah, usually we come back and we have different events with both sides of the family. We'll do something with my side of the family and then my wife's side of the family to have everybody enjoy it in a communal but safe fashion.
Yeah, and just in about 30 seconds, do you have a favorite? Is there a favorite food that you have or anything you look forward to with your Eid celebration?
Yeah, there's something specific. Usually people in the South Asian Indian culture make called shir khorma during the Eid day. So I look forward to that. It's a sweet dish. So I do look forward to that because it's usually made only on Eid, at least in our household.
Nice. Sounds great. Sheikh Rizwan Ali is from the Islamic Center at Naperville. Thank you for being here and sharing your knowledge with us today. Eid Mubarak.
Thank you very much. Eid Mubarak. It's my pleasure.
Listeners, more to come on the 21st. In just a moment, we're going to be speaking with a composer and harpist about the joys and some of the pitfalls of trying to make new music, put new music into the world during a pandemic. That's coming up after a short break. You're listening to the 21st. Stay with us.